Welcome, we're the adventurers to Inciting Incidents, the Dungeons & Dragons podcast featuring stories about excitement, high adventure, and how players completely managed to mess up my plans. My name is Stuart, aka Augustine the Dungeon Master, and I will be taking you on a journey exploring the origin stories of D&D parties I have created over the years. And welcome to the first episode of Inciting Incidents, the D&D podcast where we talk about what gets your character going. This first episode is entitled Unorthodox Starts and details events that happened as part of the Dungeons & Dragons campaign Waterdeep Dragon Heist, where many things did not go as intended. Things in this module quickly went off the rails, but along the way we had several memorable character moments. The intention on this project was to create a dark and stormy night introduction, the traditional one where everyone meets in a bar, but it turned out to be far more comedic than anything that we had previously hoped. The group mentioned that, in passing, that they were so messed up that they must have met in group therapy, and I went along with it as a joke. Little did I know that that would be the entire forming incident, or the entire forming theory for how a party was created for the entire COVID campaign. This one lasted from about September 2020 until 2022, with a variety of players going anywhere from 3 to 2 on the low end, to 8 players with 2 parties of 4 on multiple levels of a dungeon. And here's for the character introductions. We had several players like appearing on and off, given you know the time and frequency of people's availability during the pandemic. Several characters, though, were either jokes or quite literally that were a bastardization of previous themes, or an homage to previous ones that we have watched in shows that my friends and I have loved in the past. That being said, my best friend Andrew's character was Farnsworth the Robot. He was literally shipped into this universe by my character from a previous one. And it was a bit of a joke reference. I'm like, here, you take him. Have him back. It's just like a character who's just literally brought into screen. My friend Spencer, his character is a barbarian named Apollo, but his whole backstory is a bastard barbarian searching for home and purpose. And his character arc was actually a quite fulfilling one about family and finding purpose in ones around him that are actually like his kind. So his origin may be violent, but it's also a actually kind of a touching story about both masculinity and growing up, as well as finding family as opposed to sticking with the ones that you are given. Another one of our players is Thor, my friend Threnody. She is playing a celestial warlock who ended up negotiating with me because she didn't want to be an ASMR that flew. They're usually like an angel or a demonic kind of creature. But these ones, she took the Doctor Strange arms approach and added a flat bonus to her magic damage. She would be our token evil character throughout the campaign. Her origin story was more of a mystery. Like, she was just searching for kind of anything to do, really, at this point. But she found wealth, power, and an obscene amount of wealth in her adventure. The COVID campaign quickly turned to chaos, as the players soon found out that they could exploit the gambling mechanics of the world before they could actually have to do any of the main plot. But also that came with a lot of learning for me as a dungeon master to bring the plot to them if they failed to actually drive it forward. That being said, I also definitely had to put my finger on the scale for the weight or the value of the ultimate goal, because this was a heist mission. Added maybe another zeros, because originally the heist was 500,000 gold. Turned out to be 1,000,000, but I decided to add a zero to the end of that one. So instead of a heist for just a measly 500,000 gold. And then once they found out that million wasn't even real anymore, it was 5,000,000. And then that 5,000,000 actually turned out to be later 10,000,000, because half of it, or the other half, was matched in diamonds. For the players, I would say that the Waterdeep Dragon Heist campaign was a wild success, considering our losses along the way, both to life and limb for the players' characters. Were definitely worth it in the long run. The characters did manage to eventually raid the entire vault of Lord Nevermember. It was being protected by a gold dragon on the inside of the vault. After maiming several of my players in that battle in lieu of outright killing them with a dragon, they managed to defeat it, and they as per my usual Dungeons and Dragons rule, I let them use every part of a dragon and they get to keep what they kill. So I let them just carve up that dragon and use every piece of him as whatever piece they wanted to, armor, weapons, potions, what have you. However, like I mentioned earlier with the plot coming to them, as soon as they walked out the door, there was an entire armed contingent of guards from the Queen outside waiting for them. Our barbarian had managed to have a conga line of his, shall we say, bandits, thugs, what have you, roll up to the secret entrance to the vault with excavation tools and wheelbarrows. This definitely set off red flags with the authorities after they were alerted to their presence. The Queen herself of Waterdeep set up an ambush for them and would have killed everybody in a fit of time stop and prismatic ray if it weren't for the fact that our players successfully negotiated their own escape. They were allowed to leave this plane of existence and move to another one, i.e. back to my home world, and keep the money as long as no one ever saw them again. That being said, maybe not later. Maybe the villains will come back. So, what did we learn from everything in the COVID campaign, as well as the Waterdeep dragon heist? Well, for one, my players will constantly exploit my gambling mechanics if given the opportunity. But, two, the trick of motivating players is not just about throwing or dangling a carrot in front of them and expecting them to go after a prize, but finding ways for them to invest in the narrative and make it their own, where from screenwriting, the most basic part of a plot is a character's actions. So in order to drive those actions forwards, my players needed to be able to choose their actions and have my decisions around the plot reflect their actions. So as the plot moved on, they managed to navigate the choices and the consequences of their actions. But as I wasn't trying to actively punish them, it was more of trying to create a realistic sense of a realistic world with consequences to actions and a action-reaction sort of way. That was Inciting Incidents. Thank you all for listening. This episode is entitled Unorthodox Starts, Episode 1. Head on over to our website for more information from incitingincidentsdnd.com as our website continues to fill out. Tune in next time for our latest episode featuring villains and how those campaigns started. This program sponsored by Barovian Investments. When you need the life sucked out of an investment, you call a vampire. This episode brought to you by Mocasitas Fine Goods. Purchasing your privately acquired goods at premium prices. New locations opening near you. Selling exotic wares for the discerning adventurer. Make your appointment today.